You're listening to Nowhere to Run with Chris White on the Revelations Radio Network. Hey everybody, welcome to Nowhere to Run. Thank you for tuning in to the show, however it is that you found it, whether it was through iTunes or YouTube or Google searches. Whatever. I'm glad that you're here. If you have any questions about anything that I've said ever, or you want to ask me some random questions, you can do so. I'm always happy to help in that way. You can just email me directly at nowheretorun1984@gmail.com. That's nowheretorun1984@gmail.com. Or you can just go to my website, nowheretorunradio.com, and comment on the posts, whatever you want to do. I'll be happy to hear from you. So I wanted to take this time to do some announcements and some commentary on the new film David Icke Debunked and some issues surrounding it. First of all, I want to just say how wonderful it ended up being that my old account was shut down. I know when we left, I was kind of bummed out about that. Obviously, losing that many subscribers, losing all that stuff. I mean, I had videos ranking so high, like how to quit drinking and... You know, I was ranking like number one for some, I mean, all kinds of terms. I mean, I was really, that YouTube page was doing a lot of stuff, but whatever. So it was shut down due to a false copyright claim from Greg Braden. YouTube, as a side note, has consistently always agreed that these debunkumentaries are covered under fair use. Yes, I'm using copyrighted video clips and things like that in order to debunk them, but that's exactly what fair use is doing. It's there for us to use that stuff for the purposes of critique. The only reason that this was different this last time was because it was a third strike. The other two strikes I had were old. They weren't anything to do with the debunking process before with Michael Cesarian when he tried the same thing. YouTube reinstated those and did not count those as strikes against me. They agreed with that. The strikes that I had from a few years ago were two. One of them had to do with House Church, and another one had to do with Bill Wise and his 23 Minutes in Hell video. So those were basically legitimate claims. And anyway, so I had two strikes against me. This third strike, even though it was a false copyright claim, and under any other circumstance, I would have been able to challenge that. Because it was a third strike, I think it's just an automatic termination, which is a really poor thing. But here's how it worked together for good. So because of that, I found out I had to like start reviewing my other channel and start doing some stuff with that. I never really paid much attention to that backup channel that I use, KNOW. I just basically post videos there that I just got done posting on the primary account. That's just a backup account. But because of that, I was looking at that other account and I realized that after I hit upload, there was this little thing that said, "Congratulations, you have been approved to upload videos longer than 15 minutes. And I'm like, what in the world is this? So I Googled the phrase and found out that it's something that YouTube is planning on doing for everybody. Well, not everybody. For people that have a good standing. I assume that means that you have to have had an account for a certain amount of time and have no strikes against your account, which my backup account didn't have any strikes against it and still doesn't, that just as it says, you can upload apparently unlimited length of videos up to 20 gigabytes in size, which is perfect for what I was trying to do. I mean, I was in a mess because I got a 2.5 hour video here. I wanted to try to keep the quality. It was a mess. But I can't express to you, some of you that know about Google and search engines and all kinds of stuff will know how great it is to be able to post this video, the David Icke Debunked movie, in one video on YouTube. And other of you probably can do this as well. I'm sure that go and hit the upload button if you've had your account for a while. Hit the upload thing. See if you have something that says congratulations, whatever. If you don't have any strikes against you, maybe you have the same thing. And you can start uploading videos of unlimited length. So, anyways, it couldn't have been more awesome. All this, the stuff is focused in on this video on YouTube. It has, I mean, the counter, it's stopped sort of counting, but I mean, I think it's been up for just over 24 hours. It's got 4,000 views, so it's really, really picking up steam. I don't remember last time I checked on the last on the torrent site there that one of the torrents that it's at has now 140 cedars, which is pretty unique for a torrent. It's getting around the internet like really fast. People are discussing it and stuff like that. It's been very good in terms of it getting out there and getting downloaded, getting put in people's hands. I still think it's got a lot more to go, and it's something that I'm really excited about trying to do more of, trying to find unique ways to get it out there. If any of you are a part of a forum that I don't really know about, I would really appreciate if you could post it in that forum. I'll tell you the forums that I have posted at. Well, of course, tried to post it at David Icke forum, and that lasted about 3 minutes before it was taken down. Probably less than that, actually. But anyway, so David Icke, if you can squeeze it in the David Icke forum, obviously you probably have to squeeze it in a post that's not related or called that in order to get it in there. But anyway, so Prison Planet forums, Conspiracy Central forum, I put it at Godlike Productions, Above Top Secret, Unexplained Mysteries forum, ClubConspiracy.com, ProjectAvalon.net. Somebody has posted, they haven't approved me yet to post there, but if somebody else is a member of Project Avalon forums, if you could sort of bump that thread and get that circulating or whatever, they of course just talking real dirty about me and stuff over there, if you could bump that thread, I really want to try to talk to the people at Project Avalon and try to reason with them a little bit more. So if you could maybe just bump that for me. And those are that's it. Actually, there was one other one called Sod-like Productions, which is a group of pretty unique guys that used to be part of something called the Illusions Forum, and they're pretty jaded conspiracy theorists. But so I really need your help. If you're a member of forums, it's been a while since I've been out, you know, in the conspiracy forums. I probably don't even know what the cool ones are anymore. If you're a member of them, please post a link to either the website David Icke Debunked or just the YouTube video embedded in there. I would really appreciate that. That would really help to get this word out. The reason I started the website David Icke Debunked is that no matter what happens to the YouTube video, I mean, it would be very difficult to take it down now because, first of all, they can't get three strikes against me because it's only in one video. They can only get one strike against me if they did try to take it down. And, of course, then I would just file the counterclaim and win the counterclaim. And so it would just be an inconvenience, but that's about it. It would just delay the inevitable of it being online. But the reason why the website David Icke Debunked is great is because even if something happens to that, I can always put the newest and best version on the website David Icke Debunked. There are places to download it there. As I mentioned, there's a torrent as well. It's got 140 cedars at the moment, so you can download it really, really quick. The format right now is an MP4 format. Also, DVDs are free. All of this stuff is free. I just decided that no strings attached. Just email me your address, where you want it sent anyway, and I will mail you a copy. Excuse me, the DVD. They are burned copies of a DVD, but I do try to use the highest quality media available. These are called, I always get this this name wrong because it's Japanese, I think. You pronounce it Taiyo Yuden DVD minus R's, and they are good because they play on the widest selection of DVD players, old, new. They will play on just about any DVD player. If your DVD player doesn't play burned DVDs, it'll probably play this burned DVD. But I'm sure there are some cases and exceptions to that. But they are burned, but they're free. So just send me an email, and I'll send you one out. And this is all part of something that I'm really trying to do now, which is trying to focus my energies more on this people group. You know, I've had a lot of desire to help a lot of wide range of people in the past, and that's great. I'm glad that's all there. It's all part of a body of work that has its purpose and is good for lots of different reasons. But I think I would like to right now be very focused on trying to just help all the people in the New Age and the Truth Movement. And I want to just be very, very focused on that. So also, I really wanted to thank Ivan and Demas, but especially Ivan. I really appreciate him. He's a guy that has been helping me for a few months. He's been making videos for me, or, you know, I'll make the audio and he'll put together the video. In some cases, the 2012 history was done by him, as well as Fox's Book of Martyrs and some others. He's just done a lot of really good stuff for me. He's worked with the transcript here. He's given me direction on art direction. He's made several, he made the logo for the Revelations Radio Network. He's just really, really helping me in a lot of different ways. And I wish there was some way that I could thank him in a just other than this. I wish there was a great way, but just thanks, man. Thanks for everything that you're doing. I really appreciate your help. He's been working with the David Icke website. He did the transcript stuff for me there as well. So just thanks to him. Thanks to Demas on the Revelations Radio Network, who hosts Letters to Laodicea, who also helped with art direction and ideas for the movie. And I really appreciate all the stuff that we went through. I kind of dropped the ball at the end where I was planning on doing this intro and having, you know, music and having to be more theatrical and lots of stuff. But it just got so heavy there towards the end as far as needing to get it done, being on deadlines and just a lot of spiritual stuff going on, or at least it seemed like the YouTube account getting shut down. Everything else just was necessary to get it out when I got it out, or felt like anyway. So that's why I just scrapped everything. Let's see. Other than that, I want to just say that stay tuned. We've got verse-by-verse Bible teaching. I'm finally going to get to Psalm 2 here very shortly. Going to finish up Matthew 24 very, very soon. Expect two shows coming from verse-by-verse Bible teaching very soon with those two, so stay tuned there. You can, if you haven't subscribed to the new YouTube page, please do so. Go to, I'll put the new link connected to the sidebar of my website, so if you click on the YouTube link on the side, it should take you to the new YouTube site. If you have any questions about anything, Bible, Christianity, New World Order, whatever, please don't hesitate to shoot me an email. You can do it at nowheretorun1984. And I'd be happy to try to help. Sorry for the short show. We've got a lot more going on. I just wanted to give some updates out, and I'll talk to you guys later. Bye. Thanks for listening to Nowhere to Run. You can download all of the archives to this show and others I've done for free at nowheretorunradio.com. Your prayers and donations are needed and appreciated. You can partner with me to reach many more people with discipleship, apologetics, and the gospel. Go to Nowhere to Run Radio to help support this ministry. Thanks for your time.